views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area at Hubbard Radio. You might be listening somewhere in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island on WBLQ AM 1230. Somewhere across the United States on cable radio network through your televisions, or perhaps anywhere around the world. And I know we have listeners from all the various corners of the world, far, far away on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, I'm so glad you're joining us because we are going to have a deep and very important discussion. But before we get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these conversations through his magic and the magic of technology, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hi. The illumination of journeys and memories. Of course, it's Festivus for the rest of us. It's the holiday time. Lots of Christmas lights being thrown up
all over. Yes.
I literally probably couldn't sleep because of my neighbor. I swear it's like the reenactment of the Griswolds.
Oh, no.
They went all out this year, and I might need to have a little conversation with them.
Oh, dear. So
they did. They just went all out. I'm like, oh, I got home. I'm like, wow.
And you have to go to bed early, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, they put up everything.
Oh, dear.
It looks great. But they might need to turn them off at night.
Yeah.
Some of us need a little beauty sleep.
Well, it's funny because I haven't figured out how to use the timer that I used last year, and so are on all night long as well. And because I'm not going to go out, I mean, you know, we got wild animals.
Yeah.
And it's really, really dark where I live, and I'm not going to go out there and you know
mess
unplug
with it.
Them. But I don't think I'm bothering anybody except maybe the coyotes.
Oh well,
yeah,
they're probably having their own little festivus for the rest of us.
You know, I'm really excited because I know I've mentioned on the show before that I've been working on a new website. I decided many, many months ago, after seeing that it was, you know, not all that difficult these days to build your own website, to go ahead and start working on that. So I was playing around with it a bit, and then I realized, you know, I could sort of put this together, and literally spent hundreds and hundreds of hours choosing images and getting it all set up. Anyway, I think it's pretty beautiful, even though it's not complete yet. We're still working on archives for the radio show. But I encourage you to go to the new website, which is christineupchurch.com, and take a look. And try to click on all the different pages, because there are some very beautiful images. Even if you don't want to read the text, take a look at the images, because they're absolutely beautiful. And it was a labor of the heart. And one of the exciting things about this is I'm going to be reposting the shows, and there's going to be a link to them, and it's going to actually go through my blog, which means that you, the listener, are going to get a chance to share how you feel about the show, what you learned about the show, insights that you want to share with us and the other listeners. So it's great. It's like you're going to get to be more engaged if that's what you'd like to do. And today, I am so excited about this guest because I've had her on the show before. Her name is Mary O'Malley, and she is just a wealth of wisdom. Oh, my goodness. She is an author of several books. She's a counselor. She calls herself an awakening mentor here in Kirkland, Washington, which is very near here. And, you know, in the early 1970s, she had a very powerful awakening, which led her to sort of shift her own relationship with challenges. And it helped free her from some struggles, and we're going to hear a little bit about that. But then she moved forward to share her wisdom with others. And I have to tell you, the people who've said wonderful things about her are just amazing. Eckhart Tolle, he says, every page of this book, The Gift of Our Compulsions, which we're going to be talking about today, every page of this book is replete with spiritual insights, with wisdom both practical and profound. Larry Dossey, MD, talks about how, it says, ancient wisdom tells us that the best solution to a problem is sometimes to relax into it rather than struggle and fight. This is the essential insight Mary O'Malley brings to the challenges of compulsive behaviors. And there are so many others who talk about how this is just like filled with wisdom. And it is, you know, it's one of those times when I've gone through the book and I start putting all these little colored tabs in there so I can remember that. I want to remember that line. I want to go back to that. And it's looking like a kaleidoscope, the edge of my book, because there's so much good stuff in there. Anyway, Mary, she's written several books, including The Magical Forest of Aliveness, A Tale of Awakening, Belonging to Life, The Journey of Awakening, The Gift of Our Compulsions, A Revolutionary Approach to Self-Acceptance and Healing, which we're going to be talking about today. And she also has written this wonderful book that's actually going to be republished in January. I'm so excited about this. What's in the Way is the Way, Moving Beyond Your Struggle into the Joy of Being Fully Alive. I'm so, so glad to welcome Mary O'Malley. Thank you, Mary, for joining us here today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here and explore with you.
You know, Mary, I think that a lot of people would think twice when they look at the title, The Gift of Our Compulsions. So,
right.
Wait a minute. The Gift of Our Compulsions? What does that mean? And I know that compulsions are evident in most people's lives, and I'm going to love to hear your perspective on it. What is it about your own path that led you to this perspective that compulsions can be gifts?
Well, I started out in a childhood that I wouldn't wish on anybody. And I remember my first memory of compulsion was stealing my father's candy and going up into my bedroom, and I had a little vanity with a skirt on it, and I would go underneath there and just eat piece after piece of rock candy.
Mm.
And of course, then that I just dieted and I ate and I dieted and I ate, and then I went away to college and added alcohol to that mix, and then mm-hmm. when I left college I added street drugs to that mix.
Uh-huh.
And all that time I felt there was something terribly wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that I was compulsive, but I couldn't control them.
Right.
That was evidence that I was bad and wrong.
Well, and isn't that sort of the mainstream perspective that,
yeah,
that these compulsions
absolutely.
Are something to be controlled?
Absolutely. And the statistics show us that is not the case. The U.S. Surgeon General report is that 98% of every pound that is lost in America is gained back plus some.
Wow.
In fact, you
wow.
can see the statistics of we are becoming bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Uh-huh.
And it is a law of our psyche that what you try to control will control you.
Hmm. So there
The other way we can say it is what you resist persists. So
right, right.
It wasn't until many years later that this little tiny glimmer began to happen inside of me that mm-hmm. maybe, just maybe, I wasn't this weak-willed ninny. For heaven's sakes, I went once a month without food, you know, because I uh-huh. was going to control, you know, this overeater. And, of course, as soon
right.
as I started eating, you know, I just couldn't stop eating, you know, after that month. And I tried it for 2 weeks, two more times. And
uh-huh.
it began to kind of, you know, light dawns on Marblehead here, you know,
uh-huh.
that just maybe that it wasn't that I was a weak-willed ninny. It was that controlling my compulsions isn't where the healing is. In fact, if you watch it, and when I say this to most people, they agree. If you muscle one compulsion down to the ground,
uh-huh.
another one will take over.
Right.
And the interesting question is why.
Right. And I know that it's well known that at Alcoholics Anonymous, the meetings, lots of people drink plenty of coffee and eat sweets, and it's almost
smoke
like
cigarettes.
And smoke cigarettes. So they've actually, you know, either incredibly compulsive all the way around, or they've shifted some of their compulsions. And so, if it's not about control, what's it about?
Well, let's lay down the first step here. How can I possibly call it the gift of our compulsion?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is that each one of us, in my world, this seems to be a schoolroom, this earth.
Uh-huh.
And it seems that we all come on and take on some of the craziness. You know, we absorb it from our parents, and they absorb it from their parents,
sure.
and, you know, so on and so forth. And we're just so wide-eyed and innocent when we're very young. And then we're like these dry sponges. And I love to say that if our parents were vehemently arguing in a soundproof room down in the basement, we were up in the attic,
uh-huh.
we could feel it.
Yes.
And we just absorbed the insanity of unconsciousness, the fear, the not enoughness. Oh, my mm-hmm. God, everybody has that. I don't care if you're very successful. Everybody
right.
has that. The anxiety of not doing life good enough or right enough, the loneliness, the despair, and all of these were very major feelings that move through us when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, it's by the time we're almost like preteen, we learn how to manage these feelings through turning away from ourselves through our compulsion.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
that's the numbing aspect of it. And
uh-huh.
I have worked with people for over 30 years now, and it's just so evident to me that so many of us needed the survival system of our compulsions. And compulsions can be anything from, you know, heroin to picking your fingernails to staying overly busy,
uh-huh.
to being on the computer all the time or texting all the time.
Right.
If you really get a sense that a compulsion, and it's an umbrella term, I use addiction underneath that,
uh-huh.
that it is really the moving away, it's turning away from ourselves. And we needed that when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
now they can become a gift by, they will now become their guide back to life, your guide back to life. And my body stayed basically the same way for decades
uh-huh.
now, because as I began to do this kind of work, the alcohol and drugs had kind of faded away by themselves, but the eater was my main compulsion.
Right.
And the weight just started fading. There was no dieting or anything, and then my body found, you know, the place that it wanted to be, and it stays there within a few pounds
uh-huh.
because I have befriended my overeater.
Yeah, and we want to hear lots more about your own experience and your advice for all of us, and because I think that probably on some level we all have at least one compulsion or another. So more with Mary O'Malley when we return here in a few moments.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with somebody who's just so deep with wisdom, and she does such a great job communicating it to us. Her name's Mary O'Malley. She is the author of The Gift of Our Compulsions and also What's in the Way is the Way. So, Mary, you know, you're talking about how these compulsions can be gifts.
Right.
How did you sort of discover this in your own life with, you said ultimately you let go of everything except food?
The feeder, and that became my teacher. And what I say in the book is that our core compulsion is to struggle.
Uh-huh.
And all the other compulsions are an attempt to numb out from the unease of that struggle.
Okay, so I want you to expand upon this, Mary, because this feels really important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the best way I've ever described it is in the new book, What's in the Way is the Way,
uh-huh.
And it's with the meadow metaphor. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking out this beautiful bay window to this, you know, absolutely magical garden that I live in. And, you know, there's birch trees and magnolias and rhododendrons and maple trees and
uh-huh.
all of this. And to me, this is the dynamic of life, that everything, it looks like it's solid and stays the same. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the flow. And the meadow expresses that. The idea of a meadow, put yourself in the most beautiful meadow you can imagine, and everything in that meadow flows. The water, the brook flows through it, the clouds
right,
flow
right.
through the sky, day flows into night, the sound of the birds, those sound waves flow, light waves flow, and we lived in that flow.
Mm-hmm.
That life is a creative flow, and we get to be alive for these few precious years here, recognizing and bearing witness to this 13.8 billion year flow of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that. We were connected to that. We were not separated from that when we were very, very young, because there was a time when there was no thoughts in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, the clouds in the sky began to lower, and we took on what I call this conditioned self, or Eckhart Tolle calls the mind made me, or what I call
yes.
in What's in the Way, the storyteller.
Right.
And
right.
we eventually get completely caught in these clouds of this storyteller in our head that likes and dislikes and thinks this is good and that is bad and that is wrong.
Right.
And it is always constantly moving from fear. You know, it could be very ordinary fears like, you know, the length of the stoplight, so I'll be late to the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But we get caught in this cloud bank of fear that's glued together with judgment. And the most important thing about this metaphor is you've never left the meta.
Oh.
Everything you long for, everything you truly are, is right here, right now. And we've tried for eons to get back. I mm-hmm. must be in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes more struggle.
Right. Oh, hey. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's just the mind trying to do it again.
Right.
So what I discovered is that our job is to learn how to do what I call look to unhook, to get to know this struggling self, this storyteller, these clouds that you are identified with all day long. And so compulsions are one of the most powerful places that you can not only see that you are going the opposite direction, you are trying to get away from life,
right,
and that only leads to more suffering, and also they will highlight when they come, they are there because they're trying to take care of something that is deep and vulnerable in this whole storyteller / cloud system.
Mm-hmm. So they're messengers
surely,
then. They're messengers.
They're messengers. They're teachers.
Uh-huh.
They're actually allies, and we make them into enemies, and it is so evident that when we try to control them, they in turn deeply control us, but they're not stronger than our curiosity.
Okay. So how does curiosity fit into all of this if we begin to recognize that perhaps they are our allies?
Right. Let me give an example. I think that would help, and then we can flesh it out. This happened on 9/11, and my eater had been calm for many years, and I mm-hmm. keep a chocolate bar in my house at all times, you know, so that the eater knows that if it needs something, you know, I'm not going to deny it.
Right,
but
right.
Most of the time, it just does fine. Uh-huh. You know, I maybe have a piece of chocolate, you know, every once in a while. But when I'm interested in that chocolate bar, more than just a piece,
uh-huh.
there's something that needs me. So this morning, the phone starts ringing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, my friends say, turn on the television, and there's mm-hmm. the second airplane going into the second tower,
oh,
and,
yeah. so
you know,
horrific.
People call,
yes.
and clients come, and my group comes, and as soon as I close the door on the last person of the group, I had an absolutely insane, it was like a tidal wave, it was so huge, this kind of, oh, I've got to get to the store, I've got to get to the store, I've got to get to the store.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that part just wanted to inhale, you know, the whole grocery store.
Uh-huh. And so you've been taking care of other people all day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And I was not with myself. And so I made it all the way into where my purse was in the bedroom, and I made it all the way out to the door where I was going to open the door to my car.
Uh-huh.
And curiosity kicked in and said, oh, wait, what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
And the compulsive one says, don't give me any of that awakening stuff. I'm going to the store. Now, if I had said, no, we're not, who would have won?
The compulsive.
Hands down.
Yeah.
So I said something that really works well because I have been very curious about what's happening before, during, and after a wave of compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, we don't feel very well when we take care of ourselves in that way. And I was ready to give it an option of a couple of other things I could do. And it says, no, we're going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I said to it, I'll tell you what, give me 5 minutes on the porch and then we'll go to the store if you still need to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it said yes. Why? because I had created a healthy relationship with it. And it knew. It trusted me.
Yeah. So you weren't resisting it. You weren't controlling it.
Yeah.
You were allowing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I work with it, and I listen to it. It has so much wisdom, you know, this urge to get away from ourselves and whatever it's protecting.
Uh-huh.
So I went and sat on the porch, and, you know, it took some nice, long, slow out-breaths because everything was just whirling and spinning inside of me. And as the nervous system calmed down through the breath, I noticed this just, it was almost like an atom bomb that was going to explode, you know, around my stomach area.
Right.
And I just brought my attention there, and I recognized it, I acknowledged it, I see that you're there, and as that got heard, tears just, they arose, and just oceans and oceans of tears for, you know, all the children that lost their parents, you know, for the people that died, for the world, even for the terrorists. And that took about 10 minutes. And at the five-minute mark, the compulsive one didn't say, excuse me, you know, you said we would go to the store. Because it saw that I was taking care of what it was trying to take care of. It wanted to eat away this just very uncomfortable feeling. And as I met it and allowed it to move through me, like things used to do when we were very young, I did not have one scintilla of interest in going to the store.
That's a beautiful story, and it really exemplifies how you were allowing that and helping to heal it.
Yeah, and listening.
Yes.
And really listening. And curiosity is in all of my books because it's just, it's naturally who we are. Children were very curious. And then we got caught in the problem factory of our mind, and it really shut down our curiosity. And so what I am attempting to evoke out in the world with this radical book, The Gift of Our Compulsions, is people's curiosity. Because as they begin to listen, and I call it look to unhook, more and more you will see that compulsions never deliver what they promise. Oh, they make you feel good for the first glass of alcohol or, you know, maybe the first donut of six donuts, but then they take us to ever-increasing pain. And we also begin to see that there's something that the compulsion is trying to take care of.
We need to go to another quick break, but when we return, Mary, I'm going to want you to share some of the wonderful skills that you have laid out in your book so that we can actually apply this approach to allowing and healing what's behind the compulsive behavior. More with Mary O'Malley when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
There's a town that I call home, where all the streets are paved with soul. Down on Beale there's a honky-tonk bar, so hear the wail of a blues guitar. Have a beer and drop a dime in the blind man's yard.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here in KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I've got one of my favorite guests on my show again today. Her name's Mary O'Malley. We are talking about the gift of our compulsions. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle says wonderful things about her work. And it's just, there are all these people who are just giving it raves. And if it's any, if it has any weight, I give it a rave as well. It's one of those times when I've just marked all sorts of pages because they're just filled and filled with wisdom. So, Mary, here we are, and for many people, it's the holidays. There's a lot of craziness because we have much more to do. It's fuller in a lot of ways,
right.
And connected to our heart. But is this a time when people are experiencing more of their compulsions arising?
Oftentimes, because it is. It's like so much of the world is coming at us, and if we really think about it, you know, even our great grandparents, you know, we hear and see more sounds and more images in a week than they probably did in years.
Yes, indeed.
And we don't realize that there's so much coming at us, and there is that sense of kind of almost like holding our breath. And as soon as we hold our breath, then we are ripe for compulsion, mm-hmm. because we are cutting ourselves off from the alive, joyous, creative flow that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add families into the mix.
Right.
And,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. And that's what we learned, a lot of these ways that we hold onto our breath and tighten our bodies. But if
uh-huh.
people go through the holidays with this, just this tiny, it looks like a tiny, but it really is a major shift, that your compulsions are not an enemy to be destroyed,
mm-hmm.
and that they, when they come, they're trying to take care of something. Let's give an example. You're at the office business party,
right?
You know, and they have this whole spread of stuff, you know, and then they have this bar over here, okay? You know, and so here you are, if you're an overeater, that you're back to that, and you just find yourself, you say before you go, I'm not going to eat anything, and then you mm-hmm. find yourself going and nibbling and trying to hide it from people, and then, you know, if alcohol is your way to turn away from yourself, you just find yourself going back to the bar over and over again,
uh-huh.
or, you know, if smoking, you find yourself slipping out to get a cigarette. And so if we really, truly know that it's a part of ourselves. Well, I like to say that compulsions are a lumbering beast with an IQ of 55 on automatic pilot.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And it if you really understand that, then you won't so much get into this, oh my God, I did it again, I've got another party to go to tomorrow, I am not going to eat anything. And then, of course, then that actually, you know, empowers it, and then off you are to the races. Then you get to the place where you say, oh futz, you know, and I don't care,
right,
you know, and then you get on the scale, or you finally wake up from the alcoholic haze, you know, the first week in January, and then you judge yourself.
Yes.
Or you go into despair.
Right, right. And I think overspending is another thing that people do.
Yeah. Oh, yes, big time.
Yes, this time
big
of year.
Time. Yeah. Yes. Purchase the comfort, or purchase other people's attention or connection,
right,
by, you know, giving them way beyond our means what we want to give them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's now shown that, oh, my God, stores are so skillful at doing the right lighting and the right smells and the right sounds.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a shopper, that, you know, it's the same thing with food or alcohol or cigarettes. More,
mm-hmm,
more. And then we crash into judgment and in despair.
Right.
I'm saying be curious rather than judging that.
Okay, so Mary, if we start out by being curious, what are some of the other skills that we can employ to sort of explore this more deeply and to meet this monster with the IQ of 55?
Right. That curiosity is really the foundation. That's why I call it look to unhook. You know, it's almost that, you know, that, you know, oh my God, I'm so anxious about the office party. Oh my God, I wonder if he's going to be there or mm-hmm, she's going to be there. Oh, am I wearing the right thing? And you can just feel yourself getting just very, very tight. And then all of a sudden, curiosity kicks in and says, oh, anxiousness is here.
Right.
That shift from I am anxious to anxiousness is here, mm-hmm, may not seem very big, but those are the tiny drops of water that make the ocean of remembering. And it can be very helpful to spend a few minutes every day in the morning just developing curiosity.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether you crawl into your shower and you just hold the intention that you will actually feel the water, you know, going down your back, or smell the shampoo, or really be there and watch the mind wanting to go forward and planning the day. And
uh-huh,
you can say, no, for these few minutes. Or you could do it with your morning cup of tea, you know, on the porch, or you could just listen to all the sounds around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important to develop this curiosity muscle. And I talk a lot about that in both of the gift and the what's in the way,
mm-hmm,
because it is important to develop it, because this urge to turn away is just so strong. You remember my story, it was like a tidal wave,
yes,
or a tsunami, better way to describe it.
Right.
And what we want to do is begin to develop that muscle.
So,
go ahead.
So you make a distinction between feeling our feelings and meeting our feelings.
Exactly.
What is that about?
Exactly. So feeling our feelings, well, let's go back a bit. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I had a wonderful childhood.
Uh-huh.
But we all had many, many experiences where it was just, you know, so painful and confusing. You know, one of my favorite examples is that your older brother takes you your toy and taunts you with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, been there, done that, yes.
Yeah, and desperately try to get away from it. You get it away from him, and you get so frustrated, you bite him. And then he yells and goes to mom. She comes in and spanks you for biting him and
uh-huh,
sends you to your room,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
Or your favorite goldfish that you commune with every night is dead the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the father says, it's only a goldfish.
Right, and flushes,
you know,
it down the toilet, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, we'll get you another one. So all of us had really, really, really deep feelings, oceanic feelings that moved through us. And we didn't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned how to hold our breath and tighten our bodies and stash them deep inside.
Okay.
And so curiosity is what begins to set these free. Curiosity is the act of being with, just like I was with the sensations in my stomach. The body can help you a lot learn this skill. And it is not the act of feeling your feeling, because that is usually we fall right into it.
That makes
Nor
sense.
Nor is it the act of turning away from it. It's actually being present for it, just like we want another human being to be present for us when we're feeling bad. That human being doesn't, the one that really makes us feel better, doesn't fix us, doesn't judge us, doesn't ignore us. That's what curiosity is.
And it's almost like having a parent being present with a child when the child's had something bad, like fallen and skin a knee or, or had some but something happen at school that hurt their feelings or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. We in a way, learn how to parent these. I wouldn't say there's an inner child inside of us. I would say there's parts of us that got frozen when we were very young. And we do what unskillful parents do. Oh, God, you know, I don't want to deal with this. Just go away. Or, oh, my God, you're such a ninny, you know. Stop making a big deal or I'll really give you, you know, something. So we learn how to begin to be really curious, not only about what our storyteller is doing, but also what's happening in our body. And that leads us to the second skill, and that is our aware heart.
And so many of us have learned one way or another to kind of try to transcend the body, try to, you know, disconnect from the body. And you're saying that, that we shouldn't be running away from it.
Not that we shouldn't. It's just to be, to know that we were trained to run away from it.
Okay.
And the safest thing we'll ever, ever do is come back and be present for what we are experiencing so that we can come back into our body. And when that happens, our main brain, which is our heart, and science is showing that now.
It's very exciting,
Yeah, the main brain, now it is safe for it to open again. And when all these pieces that we had put out of our heart through fear, through shame, through disgust, now they are enfolded in our hearts again, and compulsions kind of they lose a job, so to speak, and they go on vacation to Hawaii, and but they'll come back if you ever, you know, are really in a very difficult place. But now they will be your teacher, your guide to meeting and setting free all this stuff we froze so long ago.
So we're going to learn more skills from Mary about once we get from curiosity and in more into our bodies, and how we can actually turn these allies into our teachers and help us to heal. More with the wonderful Mary O'Malley when we return here in a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I love some of the music you find, Benny.
It's curiosity.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Yes. And it's such a great lesson from Mary here. Okay, Mary, before I forget, I know we've got lots more to talk about, but we're in our last segment. I want to make sure people know how they can find their way to you. What's your website?
Website, MaryO'Malley.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Very simple.
And you've got one new website called What's in the Way is the Way,
too. Oh, yes,
too.
For the book, and they yes. can see, oh, my God, there's so many amazingly wonderful people that are endorsing this book. So yeah. Both of those websites, and I do Skype counseling, phone counseling. I do phone groups, and then I also in Kirkland I have two in-person groups.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so before the break you were talking about how important it is for us to sort of reside in our bodies again.
Right.
So how does that benefit this process of healing?
Well, it's so evident if you watch the evening news or even if you watch history. Mm-hmm. We've been caught in our minds.
Yes.
This liking, disliking, it's a dualistic mind. It's based on fear. It's glued together with judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely one of the most creative things life has ever made. And it was a tool that was given to us. But we're very young as a species, and so we have become the mind. We think that we are our thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we go to war. And if you watch the evening news or history, you'll see that in many ways you're in that same relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people don't realize is that they're homesick.
Oh, yes.
They are homesick to come back into their bodies and come back to this living moment. That this is the only moment that matters. And what we usually do is we place this filter of our stories about life over life.
Mm-hmm.
And we are starving. And mm-hmm. most people go to their deathbeds completely identified with their heads. Well, we have two other brains. In fact, I was interviewed for an amazing book called M-Braining, Multiple Braining, a number of years ago, and they took 600 of the leading-edge research papers about how we do have three brains, the abdominal brain, the heart brain, and the head brain.
Uh-huh.
And our main brain is the heart. And so here we have this inclusive brain, whereas the mind is this exclusive brain.
Uh-huh.
And here we have this belly brain that is that gut knowing, that is a absolutely wonderful guide through this wild and crazy adventure called life. And to be cut off from both the gut brain, which is this reservoir of knowing that has it, just like you have an umbilical cord in your belly that connects you with your mom.
Uh-huh.
You have an energetic umbilical cord in your belly that connects you to life. And
right.
to live life without access to that, and to live life without our heart, we get caught in the war of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes compulsion. And that's why compulsions are such an important teacher for healing this war.
So, Mary, you know, if we remain curious and we allow this compulsion to become our teacher,
right?
How is it possible for us to move forward in a way that, you know, is it possible for us to move forward in a way where we don't have compulsion?
It, what I was sharing with you in one of the breaks is that I keep a chocolate bar in my house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so the compulsive one knows I respect it.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm no longer wanting to control it because,
uh-huh.
let me tell you, compulsive ones get very panicked when we try to control them,
okay.
you know. And but also so that it will signal to me. I live a very full life, and it will signal to me when I want more than one little piece of chocolate,
uh-huh.
there's something inside of me that needs me. Now, I have a family member that is, you know, basically fighting for their life,
and
this has been going on all year long,
uh-huh.
And so the chocolate bar has been more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's not that we're trying to get rid of compulsions completely.
Okay.
They are turned into our ally. They're our guide. And when they do come, I mean, you know, my wave of compulsion is two or three little squares of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
You know, whereas before it was a bag of chocolates, a box of cookies,
uh-huh.
and a milkshake,
right.
you know.
Right.
And then that wasn't even enough, you know,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to get rid of it. We're trying to help it. We're trying to listen to it enough that it can be our guide back home.
Mm. So how do you define home?
Living fully in our bodies. Our belly is soft. This is such a key part of it. You know, I wrote about the belly in the new book, that when we're caught in our minds, our bellies are tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here,
yeah.
They soften, and then we have access to all this with a wisdom. It's also having our hearts engaged, and that's not always about being kind and everything. The heart can be very, very fierce,
uh-huh.
but the heart isn't against anything. It's for.
Oh, interesting way of putting it, Mary. I love that.
Yeah.
It's not just about the nice, you know.
No, it can be very, very fierce at times.
Uh-huh.
And people kind of have a mushy idea of the heart, you know, and it does love, and it does include, and it does honor and respect, but also, you know, that can come from the heart too.
Right.
But when we have these two brains, then our poor little head brain that we've given it the task to be in charge of life,
uh-huh.
you know, which it was never meant to do,
right.
can relax, and now it's engaged with life. And to I'm not here all the time, but I'm here a hell of a lot more than I used to be.
Right.
And to this is what we long for. We don't want to be on our deathbeds and say, what was that all about?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people do. And so I think the Reader's Digest version of what I just said is it's discovering the safety of relaxing into life again and engaging with it to see that is a magical adventure that is giving you the exact set of experiences you need in order to come out from behind the veils, the clouds of this unconscious mind, this conditioned mind in your head, and truly come back into full engagement with life.
Beautifully said. And you know, Mary, our conversations always fly by. I truly enjoy connecting with you. I so enjoy the wisdom that you share as well, including in your books, The Gift of Our Compulsions and the new one coming out, it's getting re-released, What's in the Way is the Way. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Mary.
No, you are welcome. It was wonderful.
Okay, great. And thank you for joining us here today. And remember, there's going to be blog talk about this. It's not blog talk radio, excuse me, Transformation Talk Radio. But I'm going to be blogging about this, and you will have an opportunity to share on ChristineUpchurch.com. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.